Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day after we find out that we are going to have to wait till December, it appears, for the trial that actually will determine the outcome of the charges that were launched yesterday against President Donald J. Trump. So what comes next? And what is the significance for the institution of the presidency? Historians suggest Professor John Yoo of University of California at Berkeley Law School. He is also a non-resident senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution. John Yoo talks about how historians see the Trump arraignment as the beginning of an uncertain new chapter in White House history. And it's a pleasure, as always on this show, to have one of America's most distinguished conservative legal scholars, John Yoo, joining us on air. Professor Yoo, were you, like many people, and as you had indicated and I think anticipated before the arraignment and the unsealing of the indictment, before all that happened, you had expected that this might be an underwhelming case. Was that expectation confirmed yesterday?
And Michael, it's good to be with you. Unfortunately, the indictment was worse, was thinner, was poorer than even we thought when we were just going on the leaks out of the grand jury or the DA's office. It has a huge hole in it, which is this. As I think we're all familiar with now, the DA in New York really can only charge President Trump with misdemeanors, which is a low-level crime, doesn't involve any significant jail time, and traffic tickets are, for example, a species of misdemeanors. So those all ran out 5 years ago. You have to bring those within 2 years of the commission of the offense. And so to get anywhere, Bragg had to transform those somehow into felonies, and felonies are crimes with serious jail time, where you do have to go to a grand jury. And so what he did is he said in indictment, well, Trump violated basically misdemeanor bookkeeping laws because he was covering up for another crime. And that's what allows us to charge Trump with the more serious level of felonies. But here's the big hole. Nowhere in the indictment, nowhere in any of the documents that were filed yesterday, does Bragg tell us what crime this is that President Trump committed. If he was actually engaged in bookkeeping, misrepresentations and mischaracterizations and not accurately reporting the transactions, what was it really done for? And Bragg doesn't tell us. And that's a big problem for the prosecution. It also suggests that the DA's office isn't really sure itself because they won't tell anybody. And if they're not sure themselves, that really makes you question whether they really have sufficient evidence to really make out a case against President Trump. So it was a real disappointment. And I think it does a disservice not just to the people who live in New York, who elected this DA and pay his salary, but I think it also does a disservice to law enforcement nationwide, which depends on public faith in their integrity. And when they see prosecutions like this, the American people are going to start to doubt more widely what law enforcement does.
Well, again, it's such so many complications and so many if-then attempts to try to put this rickety structure together that when you read, spend the time reading the 13 pages of the indictment, you're actually less convinced of any deep guilt here or any felonious action at all than you are before you read the details. And I must say that what you're saying goes along very directly with what another guest on this show, Andrew McCarthy, former prosecutor for the federal government, and a leading editor at National Review, said almost exactly the same thing that you were saying, not quite as well or forcefully. What about the future fear that a number of people have observed that, okay, this is a local prosecutor, Alvin Bragg. He is clearly a partisan. It's a partisan office in New York City. What is to prevent a Republican prosecutor for some future president to also constructing some kind of legal case that can totally distract that president from actually, as this appears to have worked on President Trump? He had nothing to say in his most recent rally in Waco, Texas. He didn't talk at all about his future plans as president. He didn't talk at all about that last night. It was just one grievance after another about portraying himself as a victim of persecution. Can't you imagine, if I'm the leading question, I know, but that he might have made a more effective response to the thin, as you put it, indictment that he had just received?
I make it even a tougher choice, Michael. What's to stop a prosecutor in a Republican state doing the same thing, except doing it to the current president and the current president's family, right? You've seen these allegations out there claiming that Hunter Biden or members of the Biden family or even Joe Biden before he was president were receiving payments from companies linked to Chinese government, companies linked to Ukraine, and so on. Well, what's to stop any DA saying, I'm going to open an investigation to see whether those are bribes, whether those are illegal ties with foreign governments, whether those are illegal campaign contributions, and say, well, I'm going to do it the same way Bragg does. I'm just going to say you've committed some kind of violation of state law, which really depends on our view of federal law. I don't see what stops any prosecutor from doing it. That's why for 230 years, no prosecutor, federal or state, had ever brought charges against any president, sitting or future, because you could see how this could really harm the presidency, how it could disrupt the ability of any individual to serve as president. And we've decided, let's basically leave former presidents alone because we don't want them thinking about being prosecuted and sued when they have to make, you know, the toughest decisions that anybody in the country has to make while they're in office. So maybe there are some kinds of crimes, I would say, like abuse of power. Maybe if January 6th, for example, the investigation there showed some kind of effort to block the election results, that would be serious enough. But this kind of, you know, flimsy, thin indictment, that's the benefit the public gets by overriding this 230-year tradition. If you do it for that reason, then it does, as you say, Michael, open the door for every DA to sue and investigate presidents and presidents' family of the other party. I fear it'll just become part of the normal practice of politics in the future, which I think would really damage the presidency.
And so what I want to get to is some of the other charges that are likely to be filed against President Trump that appear to be more substantive. But then again, you have a question of timing. They're talking about this trial taking place, if it does take place, if the charges aren't dismissed somehow, taking place right in the midst of primary season. That is not something that will help the American people focus on the most important issues, it seems, facing the country. We will be back with John Hugh, who is the Emanuel S. Heller Chair in Law at the Distinguished Professor of Law University at the University of California at Berkeley. We will be right back with Professor Hugh.
We need to deal with the truth.
The Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With one of America's most distinguished conservative legal scholars, John Yoo is the Emanuel S. Heller Chair in Law. He is a distinguished professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley and a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution. And We're just talking about the weakness, the incomplete sense that people got from the indictment yesterday when the details of that indictment passed by the majority of the grand jury were revealed to the world. Do you believe, John, that there is a realistic chance of a dismissal of some kind, which I'm sure the Trump legal team is going to be going for?
I could see one arising at some point in the litigation, not necessarily by the trial judge here. You know, the trial judge here has handled, I think, two previous cases involving Trump, and he may or may not be of a mind to dismiss the charges just on the law. And we're talking about that, dismissing the case is so flawed that there's never even an opening statement made by a prosecutor or a defense attorney before any jury, because even if all the facts were true, there was no way to convict President Trump. But I could see an appeal up through the New York court system or even ultimately to the U.S. Supreme Court that could dismiss this. Two reasons just off the top of my head. One is you've got an indictment here that doesn't really tell the defendant what he did that was illegal, right? If he doesn't tell us, or President Trump, the crime that he actually committed, then I don't think his due process rights have been observed, and he might be able to get out of it just on that. The bigger problem, I think, is that the DA here is saying that the bookkeeping charges were possibly executed to conceal a violation of federal campaign law, right? That his $130,000 payoff was really secretly him paying his own campaign. And that has really severe constitutional problems. The Supreme Court has actually said state prosecutors are not allowed to bring federal law charges. They're not allowed to try to enforce federal standards. That's up to the federal government. That's up to, actually, ultimately, to Joe Biden and Merrick Garland as Attorney General. In fact, Arizona tried to do exactly this in immigration. Arizona tried to make it a misdemeanor to violate federal immigration laws because they didn't think President Obama was, you know, catching and deporting enough illegal aliens, and the Supreme Court threw that out. And they said because you're not allowed to, a state is not allowed to interfere with federal law enforcement and federal criminal law. And that's exactly what Bragg is doing here. So I could see this case getting up to maybe the U.S. Supreme Court on that issue alone, and for the Supreme Court even ordering that this case be thrown out.
There have been a number of reports that Jack Smith, the special counsel, the prosecutor who's looking into the Mar-a-Lago top secret documents case and to the potential malfeasance during the January 6th riots, that those cases might jump ahead in line in order of this case. Would that be represent a more serious threat to President Trump legally and politically?
Yes, well, certainly legally. As I was saying, you know, if we're going to throw out this tradition of not prosecuting former presidents, it should be for something important. January 6th is undeniably important. If the prosecutors there really thought they had enough evidence, which I have to say I haven't seen in public yet anything along these lines, but if there was evidence that showed President Trump had actually conspired with the people who attacked the Capitol, or he had conspired to actually coerce people into stopping the electoral count vote, then I think that is worthwhile in terms of overcoming the, you know, the hands-off treatment we've had with ex-presidents. That is a much more serious threat to President Trump. I don't think that he would be able to raise these legal defenses that I'm talking about with Bragg. I also think politically it would be more damaging. I think, almost strangely, I think this prosecution that Bragg has brought in New York City is politically helping Trump because of the thinness of the case. It just makes it look more political. It feeds Trump's political, right, narrative that he's been subject to. Has it been unjust now? Russia hoax dossier, two failed impeachments, special counsel investigations. This is just of a part of it. That actually, to me, is what bothers me the most about the Bragg indictment, is that it's going to undermine the public's faith in the integrity of our law enforcement system, our criminal justice system. And that's going to be important if it comes time to prosecute President Trump for something that's actually important.
On the political basis, that's something we've been talking about today a little bit. Don't you believe that at some point, and we may have already passed that point, there's a question of just Trump fatigue. Are people going to want to continue sending their money spend their time supporting a guy who seems to be potentially claiming victim status and basically being able to focus not on the welfare of the nation at large, but on his own legal defenses? That can't be long-term, going through next year, a necessarily advantageous pose for somebody who wants to be president again, can it?
I agree with you, Michael. I think, unfortunately, what seems to be the effect of this indictment is that it's causing Republicans who otherwise aren't supporters of Trump to support him. I saw Mitt Romney came out in support of him. For him. Jeb Bush came out in support of him. You're seeing Trump's poll numbers with Republican primary voters go up in the last few weeks vis-a-vis DeSantis or any other challengers. Yet in the longer run, I think you're right, Michael, the Republican Party needs to put up a candidate that's going to be the best for the American people, is going to present the best choice in contrast vis-a-vis Joe Biden, should he choose to run again. That's not going to be Donald Trump. He seems obsessed with the past. I don't blame him. He's under prosecution, investigation for the past. But as you say, it prevents the Republican Party from putting forward a good conservative candidate who's forward-looking, because everybody's so upset about these charges that they're rallying around Trump, which is helping him and may well help him win the primary.
Yeah, I mean, there are many American politicians, going back to Al Smith, presidential candidate in 1928, who identify themselves as the happy warrior. It was actually FDR in nominating Al Smith in 1924, actually, who identified him as the happy warrior. And somehow the indignant warrior, or the victimized warrior, or the constantly under attack warrior doesn't seem to have the same magic. But it is always magical and useful to speak to John Yoo, distinguished professor of law at the University of California at Berkeley. And coming up may be an answer, talking about the need for another more viable, perhaps, more positive, more optimistic, more forward-looking Republican candidate. A whole group of U.S. senators seem to be coalescing around one of their number. And who is that? We'll tell you, coming right up on the MedVed Show.
Michael, you know everything about anything.
Michael MedVed. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Several people are dead after a tornado hit the town of Glen Allen, Missouri, about 100 miles south of St. Louis. Resident Stan Woodfin says the town was wiped out.
All those trees my dad had planted are all laying down in the creek, and the upper part of town is just as bad a shape or worse than this is here.
Authorities are going door-to-door in a search and rescue mission, but 4 deaths in the town have been confirmed. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he will not appeal a federal judge's order that he testify in the ongoing investigation of former President Trump. Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election. It's not clear exactly when Pence will appear before the Washington, D.C. grand jury. And get ready to see higher prices at the pump. Gas Buddy says OPEC's decision to cut oil production will cause gas prices to rise. Estimates range anywhere from a 10 to 20 cent per gallon increase. The average price of gas in the U.S. right now, $3.52. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Kudos for having the best show on radio.
The Michael Medved Show.
And The Hill magazine now reports the website that Senator Tim Scott, Republican of South Carolina, is finding considerable success wooing his Senate GOP colleagues to his side for a possible 2024 presidential run, with a number of his fellow senators personally encouraging him to get in the race. Of roughly a dozen Senate Republicans The Hill interviewed, three of them, Senator John Thune of South Dakota, who is the Senate Republican whip. He is the number two senator in the Republican caucus, right behind Mitch McConnell. Senator John Thune of South Dakota, Mike Rounds of South Dakota, and John Cornyn of Texas, a former member, by the way, of the Texas Supreme Court. They have all outright said directly that they have encouraged Scott to run for the White House. While two more, Senators Kevin Cramer of North Dakota and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, said they've spoken with Senator Scott behind closed doors about his potential run. Almost every other senator, The Hill writes, spoke glowingly of the South Carolina Republican and indicated they hope he does run and believe he would make a top-level candidate. There is also this from the Charlotte Observer. What it says is that Scott yesterday gave the latest hint of what is to come as he announced plans to visit Iowa, New Hampshire, and his home state of South Carolina next week. No current GOP senator has yet announced a 2024 presidential bid. Meanwhile, there is a question about how Joe Biden is responding to all of the excitement and controversy and back and forth over President Trump and the charges against him. There's a piece in the National Journal that says President Biden made sure that Tuesday was a day of the sharpest possible contrast. While Trump was in court, the commander-in-chief, as usual, was making more eyes glaze over than headlines. For him, it was business as usual, as he did nothing to shift the glaze of the spotlight to him. It was not accidental. By intentionally staging a normal, even boring day, he was reminding voters of what may have been his biggest appeal in the 2020 election. The promise of a normal, even boring president after the 4 years of chaos and craziness that made up Trump's tenure. So says the National Journal. Are they suggesting that Biden might think about using boring as a selling point? Well, sure. Have normal and boring Joe Biden. Now, of course, his critics and all of the Republican committees in the House of Representatives that are now investigating various items that are very shady of the Biden family and the Biden family's dealings with foreign nations, that might go against, make Biden look a little bit more exciting and to go against the idea that he could actually be counted on for another boring 4 years. Something that isn't boring, that is the opposite, is this awful news about road rage, which is very much afflicting the city of Seattle, as we didn't have enough afflictions. Como 4 TV reports that road rage shootings have nearly tripled since 2018, which, given the reductions during the pandemic in terms of the amount of distance people were driving, is somewhat surprising. Listen, this is clip 9.
Each happened without warning, so harrowing, so harmful.
One of the guys reached into the car, took out the gun, and shot right away.
Over the last year, Como has covered many instances of road rage shootings, including in this case from SeaTac, where Tim Clifford's friend was randomly shot in the face.
Him and his family are going to have to adjust to a whole new way of life, and his journey to recovery is going to be very, very long.
New numbers suggest it's a journey that far too many people are traveling. According to WSP, there were 459 road rage shootings across Washington back in 2018, but by 2022, that number more than doubled, meaning that in a single year, there were more than 1,000 road rage shootings.
The after effects of it are you've either changed somebody else's life completely or you've killed them.
State troopers tell us the number of cases was already going up before the pandemic, but now that things are returning to normal, they say many drivers seem especially agitated by congestion and increasing commute times.
They're not emotionally present, and they're not taking time to think about what the ramifications of their actions.
Actions that are growing more dangerous and more deadly each year.
This is no kidding when you look at the numbers. According to the Washington State Police, there were 465 road rage shootings across the state in 2018. By 2020, that number had increased to 807. In other words, you've gone from 465 to 807 in just 2 years. And then 2 years later, in 2022, troopers noted a total of 1,058 incidents. Additionally, the Washington State Police also found that more weapons are being branded during road rage incidents. In 2018, 1,003 cases involved firearms being brandished, and in 2022, that number had risen to 1,165. This is a horrible situation, and it goes along with the story of a 9-year-old boy who is now at home recovering after being shot in Capitol Hill in Seattle, downtown Seattle, last weekend. The child's uncle was also shot but did not survive. Investigators said the shooting may have stemmed from a possible road rage incident involving a man on a scooter. Unbelievable. Family members told Como News that 9-year-old King, that's the name of the young man, was on his way to a monster truck show on Saturday to celebrate his birthday with his uncle, Elijah Lewis, who's 23, when the shooting happened. Family members said Lewis had just picked up his nephew when there was an altercation with a man on a scooter who police identified as Patrick Cooney. Investigators said Cooney pulled out a gun and shot into Lewis's vehicle 3 times, hitting Lewis and his nephew. Lewis died from his injuries, and King was shot in the calf. Again, you think about someone brandishing a gun from a scooter? Extraordinary. And meanwhile, in neighboring Oregon, Oregon experienced one of the nation's largest increases in homelessness in the 2 years between 2020-2022. Federal data indicated the number of people experiencing homelessness in Oregon. Don't you love the way they say that? It's not homeless people. It's not even unsheltered people. It's people experiencing homelessness. In Oregon, it grew nearly 23% during the 2-year span, increasing by 3,304 people to about 18,000, according to a federally mandated physical count of homeless individuals. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis isn't homeless. He is a very credible candidate for president, even while he lives in the governor's mansion in Tallahassee, Florida. But some of his travel plans indicate something of his priority. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved.
I listen
to you every single day.
Ron DeSantis has tried to make the issue of education, which is clearly an issue that can work for conservatives. It worked very well for Glenn Youngkin, got him elected governor of Virginia. And Ron DeSantis is hoping that it will energize what has been a flogging presidential campaign. He has recently appointed six new board members, conservative board members, in terms of the board for the new college in Sarasota, which has been is a state university that functions as an honors college of sorts for the state of Florida. And the governor has also talked about making New College more like Hillsdale College in Michigan, which is where Jeremy Steiner, pride of Hillsdale College, attended and was actually student body president, where my assistant Carmen Friswold is also a graduate, where I've been honored to receive an honorary degree, and have spoken there many times. DeSantis is visiting Hillsdale tomorrow. And he's doing that, of course, to make clear that there is some meaning in advancing a patriotic, America-loving, less denigrating and more accurate view of the United States and what we are. And maybe capturing a little bit of that aura of optimism, which I think is why so many of those U.S. senators, we're talking about nearly a dozen U.S. senators who expressed admiration and or support for Tim Scott. It's part of what he brings to the table that DeSantis could use, it seems to me, in energizing his campaign. Speaking of energizing a campaign, yesterday in Chicago, there was a terribly disappointing result because Chicago, which had voted against in the primary, the incumbent mayor, Lori Lightfoot, handed a narrow victory and something of a surprise to Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson, who became the first Chicagoan to unseat an incumbent mayor in 40 years, defeating former Chicago Public School CEO Paul Vallis. And part of the difference here was that Johnson, who was identified as the more progressive of the two Democratic candidates, because, of course, it's Chicago, so it's virtually all Democrats. But Vallis had been a more moderate candidate. It says in the National Journal that Vallis and Johnson had both treated the campaign largely as a referendum on crime. Johnson focused his campaign on public safety and directing funds toward violence prevention initiatives and community-based interventions. Vallis burnished himself as a tough-on-crime technocrat and advocated for expansion of the police force, receiving the endorsement of Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police. Wouldn't you think that the tough-on-crime candidate would win in Chicago? Well, he didn't. Vallis' approach to crime mirrored that of several successful House candidates in the midterms, a GOP freshman from New York, as well as Representative Nancy Pelosi herself, credited crime as the main reason for Republican victories in the Empire State. That was back in New York. President Trump also spoke about law enforcement and some of his criticism of the state of law and order and justice in the United States. In his speech last night, reacting to his own indictment on 34 counts, and this is what he had to say about the case against him. Clip 55.
Nothing was said wrong. In fact, at the end of the call, we agreed to continue our conversation about election fraud, and election fraud specifically in Georgia, at a later time. Many people on the phone, including lots of lawyers, nobody found anything wrong with that perfect call until a book promotion tour many months later. All of a sudden, they say, you know, I remember Trump making a call. Let's look at that. This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election, and it should be dropped immediately. Immediately.
Okay, they do have tape of the conversation, and he was comparing it to his other perfect conversation that he's talked about so proudly with President Zelensky when he was talking about sending military supplies to Ukraine in return for some dirt on the Bidens. And then there was this about his general perspective on the attacks against him. This is President Trump.
And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. From the beginning, the Democrats spied on my campaign. Remember that? They attacked me with an onslaught of fraudulent investigations. Russia, Russia, Russia. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax number one. Impeachment hoax number two. The illegal and unconstitutional raid on Mar-a-Lago right here. Lying to the FISA courts, the FBI and DOJ relentlessly pursuing Republicans, the unconstitutional changes to election laws by not getting approvals from state legislators, the millions of votes illegally stuffed into ballot boxes and all caught.
Okay, this continues, and it's the golden oldies. And thanks for the memories. Really, does renewing those memories, those past battles, those past charges, honestly sound appetizing and appealing to a weary electorate? Is that going to work? And then when he says that the people criticizing him want to destroy the country, that their real interest is destroying the country, is this just because they twirl mustaches like villains in old silent movies? Nya-ha-ha! We're coming for you. It's worked for Trump so far, and will it continue to work? We'll see as the trials come up, including, by the way, the trial on Fox News and their libel trial, defamation trial, with Dominion Software. There's also a game that got a lot of people's minds off of their troubles and has become one of the most popular video games ever. And a movie about it that is also fairly captivating. Listen.
time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Rising star Taron Egerton, who played Elton John in Rocket Man, now portrays another real-life character, a video game entrepreneur, who becomes obsessed with securing the worldwide rights to a bewitching new game in 1989. It's called Tetris, now streaming on Apple TV+.
It's poetry, art, and math all working in magical synchronicities.
Tetris. I don't get it.
The Soviet Union had worldwide rights.
I'm gonna go to Moscow.
And most of the movie is set in Moscow at the very verge of the collapse of the Soviet Union, with Mikhail Gorbachev as a significant character. Some of the business-oriented deals and double crosses may be hard to follow, but Edgerton portrays such an obsessed and audacious protagonist that you stick with him through all the international twists and turns. Rated R for some scenes of fairly intense violence, but 3 stars for Tetris, almost as captivating as the game itself. And we're letting you know about Tetris because tonight is a non-movie night, at least for many people, certainly for me. Tonight is the beginning of the Passover holiday. And it's always important to remember, it seems to me, that when people think of the story of Moses and the liberation of the Jewish people, what Moses was demanding of Pharaoh, and it's an important point to remember, is not let my people go, not release them. It's send them out. Wherever you are going, it should be on a mission. And it seems to me for patriotic people who love this country and feel gratitude for all of the gifts it gives us, our mission should be to ennoble, defend, and sustain this greatest nation on God's green earth. Happy Passover to everybody.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.